Books on Tape presents Luncheon of the Boating Party by Susan Vreeland, read by Karen White. To him who is specially hers, Joseph Kip Gray, from she who is singularly his, in memory of his brother, Michael Francis Gray. To my mind, a picture should be something pleasant, cheerful, and pretty. Yes, pretty. There are too many unpleasant things in life as it is, without creating still more of them. Pierre Auguste Renoir. Whatever you can do, or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Chapter 1. La Vie Moderne. 20th July, 1880. He rode the awkward steam cycle along the ridge to catch glimpses of the domes and spires of Paris to the east, then turned west and careened headlong down the long steep hill toward the village of Bougival and the Seine. With his right elbow cast in plaster, he could barely reach the handlebar. But he had to get to the river. Not next week, not tomorrow, now. Idleness had been itching him worse than the maddening tickle under the cast. Only painting would be absorbing enough to relieve them both. Steam hissed out of the engine, but it built up inside of him. He reached down to open the throttle wider. The soft morning light would be flattened to a glare by the time he got there if he didn't let her go all out.